Kildare Today
with Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Christmas is coming and we've been bombarded with what we should buy and all the treats we should have and so on. Fine if you're in a good way economically but and financially, but what if you're not? Low income families might be turning to illegal moneylenders in bigger numbers than ever this Christmas is a concern of the St. Vincent de Paul. Let's hear from their head of social justice and policy, Tricia Keelty. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yes, we were making the point even in the newspapers, the way we're bombarded about all the good things that we need. We have things like today, this Cyber Friday, which basically is just a commercial operation. We'll have our Black Friday today, or whatever they call it, and then we have Cyber Monday. Just these commercial mechanisms to part people from their money, often pressurising them into buying stuff that they don't even need or want. And then we've the whole run-up to Christmas that if we're not all out partying, enjoying, even in the context of COVID, we might be missing out.
Yeah, I suppose Christmas time, is for particularly for the families that we're assisting and for people on low incomes, is very, very stressful because of all of those pressures. And people this year have added pressures because we know the cost of living is increasing. And we also know people may have been out of work for the last 18 months and maybe struggling financially. So this Christmas, I think, is going to be particularly difficult for many, many families. And that's why we're saying, you know, trying to get the message out there that there is support out there for people who may think that illegal money lenders may be a lifeline, because there is other options. You know, you can go to your local credit union, you can talk to your MABs, or of course you can get in touch with SVP for help as well.
Now, we'll talk about some of those other things in a moment, and illegal money lenders and the rates they charge, but even legal money lenders in the market here can charge enormous rates. And one of the legal money lenders in the market was Provident. I didn't know they have withdrawn, have they?
Yes, so in May of this year, they announced that they were leaving the Irish market. And I suppose we had been for a long time very critical of the very high rates of interest that they had been allowed to charge, because these are legal lenders regulated by the central bank. So Provident had an APR of 187%, which is a huge amount of interest to be charged on very small loans. So to put that in the context, a €500 loan, which would be very common in terms of what people would be taking out, would end up costing you €280 in credit or in interest rate, should I say. And the same loan from the credit union would cost you €15. So, you know, it was very, very high rates of credit. So in our view, it was good that, you know, Provident are no longer there. But I suppose there is a gap then in the market. And if people aren't linked in with their local credit union or not aware, they may see illegal money lenders as a lifeline.
And indeed, so, the amount of money that Provident was making, as you pointed out there, 187% interest rate, for God's sake, it was prepared to write off €21.3 million in outstanding loans, most of those from low-income households, because otherwise, why would you pay 187% interest, as pointed out there, 250 on a 500 loan, as opposed to just €15 interest from your credit union. They're gone, but we still have legal money lenders operating.
Yes, there is other legal lenders operating in the Irish market. And I suppose we did a survey recently on our social media channels to reach out to people who would have borrowed from Provident in the past to understand the impact. And what we found is that 30%, almost 30%, said they would be severely impacted by the departure of Provident. And 77% said they'd borrowed in the past for Christmas. But I think quite encouraging, most people said they wouldn't turn to illegal lenders. So I think that's really important. People do know that the credit union is an option. People may be able to borrow from family and friends or go to those other licensed lenders as well.
But easier said than done, Tricia. And people will say in the survey, no, I wouldn't turn to illegal money lenders. But if somebody turns up at your door saying, do you want a loan of a few quid and you are in a bad way, and we know what's happening to energy prices, fuel prices, everything else at the moment, which is hitting low-income families more than anybody else. Well, if the opportunity is there, people end up taking it, and sure, I'll deal with it down the road. And the problem with illegal money lenders is you can end up being in the grip of criminal elements.
Absolutely, and that is the fear. And I suppose you're right, the immediacy of the needs people on low incomes have and all those pressures that people are feeling at the moment, that the convenience and the ease of getting access to credit because someone is at your door is always going to be a challenge. But I suppose from our point of view, it's really about getting the message out there to people that before maybe you are getting into financial stress, to contact those local services that are there to help. And we would really appeal to people to reach out to Vincent de Paul or MABS if you are struggling, and before it gets too much of a problem for people as well.
And indeed, the credit unions as well are worth mentioning.
Absolutely, yes. As I mentioned there, they have that loan scheme, which is available to people who are maybe on low incomes, who maybe have bad credit history. It's called the It Makes Sense loan, and that's available in many credit unions across the country. And you do have to be a member, but you can be fast-tracked to get access to that loan. And it is based on criteria, but they are a lot more flexible than maybe other types of products there, because they are aimed as an alternative to the money lenders there. So we would really promote that for people who maybe are thinking about taking out a loan for Christmas time.
You're calling for an easing of access to the exceptional needs payments to help people struggling with increasing costs, that the information be sent to all former Provident customers about low-income borrowers' access to credit unions that you've just mentioned there, and also a rent relief fund and separate energy debit fund to support householders who have accumulated arrears over the pandemic.
Absolutely. We think that's really, really important policy measure, not only to prevent evictions and also disconnections from people's utility suppliers. It's also a really important prevention measure, so people aren't going into extra debt from illegal lenders to pay for these basics, because no one should have to borrow to pay for heat, light and their rent. So we know a lot of people are struggling out there because of the pandemic. They may have accumulated energy debt over the last 18 months. They may also be in arrears on their rent. And we've been calling since the start of the pandemic for these funds to be set up so that people can access them, so they're not being put at risk of homelessness or not being put at risk of disconnection, because those cost of living increases are really, really putting added pressure to low-income households and many households across Ireland at the moment.
We have two numbers coming up for MABS in Kildare, so if you want to grab your pens there for that, but the appeal goes out. Please, 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 it's bad enough being in the grips of legal money lenders where you could pay up to 187% interest rates, but under no circumstances should you get involved with illegal money lenders, because these people resort to methods that could include violence but certainly will include intimidation and whatever else, and there are no regulatory controls. If you're already in the hands of illegal money lenders and being threatened, contact your local Garda station. That's very, very important. But otherwise, think of the legal money lenders, and we'll give you all those numbers for MABS, for St. Vincent de Paul, and also don't forget your local credit union as well. We'll give you those numbers after the break. Meanwhile, Head of Social Justice and Policy with St. Vincent de Paul, Tricia Keelty. Thank you for your time, Tricia.
Thank you.
And good morning on that. Yeah, please don't become a hostage to those particular interests. Those numbers coming up.
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Some of your early messages coming in. Mick in Kildove says, how disingenuous of the new government, those recommendations. No inside gatherings, sleepovers, parties, but the schools are still going ahead while COVID is ploughing through the national schools. It's in the same vein as the Cinderella recommended restrictions for the hospitality sector. Now, will someone think of the school staff, says Mick in Kildove. Also, how are you getting on, Clem? I won't give the name of this listener who's here in the county, who says, I have my kids on an access visit tomorrow and Sunday. I have booked tickets for the Sleeping Beauty in the Moat Theatre, Nace, at 2 p.m. on Sunday. My question to your good self is, should I bring them? Is it morally correct to do so? Should I ask them to wear masks, although they are only aged 6 and 4? I'm not going to really advise you what you should do with your kids. I would say you must use your own judgment, be responsible in that sense. I would say you should contact the Moat Theatre to ensure, and I have no doubt whatsoever that Celine and her team at the Moat would ensure that social distancing is applied in this. You should check, by the way, that it's going ahead, given that the advice that Neffet is saying about no indoor gatherings, birthday parties, stuff like that. I don't know. You'll need to check with them. Should your kids wear masks? Again, I think the recommendations are the children will be wearing masks, certainly from the age of six up. Don't know about the four-year-olds or whatever else. But you will have to exercise judgment and check the relevant sources there, John. Thanks for getting in touch on that issue. Keep your messages coming. Owen.
Yeah, just before we go to our next guest, I'm just going to give out those numbers as well MABS and also for St. Vincent de Paul. So if people have the pen at the ready, there's two offices for MABS here in Kildare, one in Newbridge, and the number there is 0818072600. That's 0818072600. In Kilcock, 0818072590. 0818072590, and that's in Kilcock. And then also for St. Vincent de Paul, a phone number for the SVP East region, which covers Kildare, Wicklow and Dublin. It's a Dublin number, 01855 0022. That's 01855 0022.
And remember this now, and we'll give you those numbers maybe later in the programme. Again, thanks Owen for reminding me about those. There's credit union offices in most towns in the county, and also don't be afraid to call in and just ask, you know, because they have a range of products. Whether you're a member of a credit union or not, just go in and ask. You know, what are the chances of you getting some credit? Even if you were to lodge a couple of bob a week with them to become a member, you would become eligible for loans of somewhat. But stay away from the money lenders. Right on.
Yeah, let's move on then. And Kildare County Council prepares to mark International Day of Persons with Disabilities, with events taking place all next week. Now, the actual day itself is next Friday, the 3rd of December, but there's loads happening over the next week or so. And to discuss this, Health and Safety Officer with Kildare County Council is Michael Hurley, and he joins me now. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Owen, and thank you very much for the opportunity of coming on this morning and speaking about what we do have planned for next week to mark International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
No problem at all. It seems as though there's a lot going to happen. You're going to be very, very busy over the next 7 days. Before we talk specifically about the events that are going on, what's the theme for the International Day of Persons with Disabilities this year?
I suppose it is a bit of a mouthful this year. It's leadership and participation of persons with disabilities toward an inclusive, accessible and sustainable post-COVID-19 world. But I suppose within Kildare County Council, we're more interested in raising the awareness. So absolutely the theme is important, but more important is raising the whole area of disability and accessibility within Kildare.
And I know that over the last number of years, Michael, Kildare County Council have been working in partnership with the County Kildare Access Network. That's a network of individuals made up of representatives from the six local access groups here in the county, and organisations working towards making Kildare inclusive and fully accessible to all. Some of the events then that are taking place next week, Michael, they include what?
They include lighting County Kildare Purple. So this is an initiative that we started a number of years ago. It actually was the brainchild of a disability activist in Dublin, Gary Carney. So basically what it involves is landmark buildings such as Nace Ball, Newbridge Town Hall, Áras Kildare itself, our head offices will light purple on our flood our buildings purple for the day, and that's in salute to all the people with disabilities in Ireland.
And you're also going to be flying a flag as well. The County Kildare Access Network flag is to be flown in prominent locations across the county too.
We are, again, another initiative we started a couple of years ago. So we designed our own flag, and we flew it in 50 locations last year, but the plan is to fly it in 250 locations this year. So there are prominent locations across the county, such as town squares, outside schools, businesses, garage stations, etc. So they're just two of the, I suppose, previous initiatives that we had, and we're going to keep those running this year. But we have a number of new initiatives to mark the day, so we decided we'd run it into a week of events this year.
So tell us a little bit about these new initiatives then that'll be happening, Michael.
So we have four in total owned. The first is an initiative called Access All Areas, and it's an initiative we were working on with Selbridge Access Group. So they were leading this project, and it's really about, it's aimed at supporting local businesses and making their businesses accessible to all. So we're looking at so physical access, we're looking about how they deal with customers itself to ensure that they see all customers as valuable customers, not just to ensure people with disabilities are included in that cohort.
The jam card, yeah, I'm assuming that's the one that you're going to talk about next, Michael. This is brilliant, I think. Just tell us about it.
Yeah, this is a great initiative, and again, it's one that started in the north of Ireland, and it basically allows people with a learning difficulty, autism, or communication barrier, let others know that they need just a minute discreetly and easily. So what they do is they hand over a card to a service provider, and it's just a small little kind of card, like a deck of cards that you'd see in a deck of cards, and it just asks for a minute. So the service provider then knows that this person has a little bit of a difficulty communicating, and they'll give them that that time. So what we've done is we've provided e-learning training to staff within Kildare County Council and our elected members. So today 240 staff members have received that training, but the important part is that they're the front of house staff. So they'd be the people that would be dealing with customers. So we intend on launching that initiative on Wednesday, the 1st of December.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, I have to say, because for people who have autism or other learning disabilities, they're not necessarily a physical disability that you can see. And sometimes they just need that extra bit of time to say what they want to say or to make a decision that they need to make, and to hand over these cards to say, look, just give me a little bit of time, is a great, great idea. Two more that are new initiatives this year. First of all, one involving the Maynooth Access Group, and then the NACE Community Bus.
Yes, and the initiative, again, led by Maynooth Access Group, which it shows the leadership, again, as part of the team this year. We see each local access group taking on a project themselves. So in Maynooth, they have a project called Our World, an excellent project. And it's a disability awareness education program. And basically this initiative is being led by Maynooth, as I've said, and it consists of toys with different disabilities. So it could be a doll that has Down syndrome, it could be a teddy bear that has scoliosis, it could be a doll that's an amputee or in a wheelchair. And it's basically, the whole program is lent out to preschools and schools, and it's to educate children around the perception of normality, where we're trying to raise the awareness that there is no such thing as normality. Everyone is different in their own way, and these toys will generate that discussion and you get them kind of, as I said, educated towards a kind of perception of normality.
And the community bus?
And community bus is a joint initiative between An Garda Síochána and Kildare County Council's NACE Municipal District. So that's really going to be used for community policing in NACE, but it's also going to be used to support community groups and vulnerable minorities such as disabled people. So it's already gone out on a couple of runs. It's a really, really good initiative. I believe there's only a couple of buses like this in the world.
Okay.
In that it has all the Garda livery on it, and it also has an accessible lift, so it will allow for someone with in a wheelchair to be transported around, in addition to 12 other passengers. An excellent initiative.
Well, the International Day of Persons with Disabilities aims to promote the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society and development, and to increase awareness of the situation of persons with disabilities. People across Kildare are encouraged to get involved and mark the event by donning the colour purple, wearing a piece of purple clothing, decorating your premises or shop front windows in purple, display messages on digital notice boards in support of the day, and a purple background for virtual meetings as well. And as we said, it's not just one day, it's all next week marking that particular initiative, and events there starting on Monday and running until next Friday. Michael Hurley, Health and Safety Officer with Kildare County Council, thanks indeed for joining us, Michael, and best of luck with it.
Thank you very much, Owen.
Great initiative, Owen, isn't it? And indeed, we'll hear more from Kildare County Council's their public participation network in the second hour, when Liz Deneef will join us to tell us about the Kildare Climate Action Weekend taking place across the county this weekend. And just want to do a couple of other messages. And that man who was on in touch with me later earlier about the kids and access and stuff, listen, I wish you well. And remember, we all must focus on the now. All right, tomorrow will take care of itself. And in regards to that one as well. And I think Clem says, Colette, do they think schools are not indoor gatherings in relation to that? Now, excuse me, in regards to that. And I've just got a message as well, which has come in regarding Mick McLaughlin. You remember we told you about Mick in the programme last week. Mick is from Athy originally, but living in Australia now. And he was attempting a world record. By tomorrow lunchtime, Mick McLaughlin will have played 2,001 holes of golf in a single week. He has just 14 rounds of golf left to play today. He has raised $250,000. Remember that now, $250,000 Australian dollars for Ronald McDonald House, of which he is a board member. And Mick's brother, Ian McLaughlin, former Athy, and didn't Ian play for Kildare on occasions as well in the senior football. His brother Ian wishes him all the best on the rest on the last day of his endeavours. That's Mick McLaughlin from Athy in Australia. 2,001 golf holes in a week. I tell you, he won't be going playing golf. Veronica will make sure of that for a while anyway. And $250,000 for Ronald McDonald House, which isn't that, that organisation helps and supports special children with special needs and so on and so forth.
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, then, our turkey man is caught in traffic up the country there, so we'll do that on Monday in regards to this outbreak of avian flu, which has happened on a farm in Monaghan. Now, it's been contained there. They have a restriction area. It's like as if you had a nuclear fallout area. The area is completely restricted to ensure it doesn't get in, because it would just destroy the industry coming up for Christmas. Just before we go to news in a couple of minutes' time, the CSO has issued its latest research called the Transport Omnibus. A total of 8.3 million passengers passed through Irish airports in 2020, which was a decrease, as much as that sounds, 8.3 million. That was a decrease of 78% compared with 2019. Electric cars grew in popularity, as we can see that in 2020, 5% of new private cars licensed were electric, the number being 3,940, compared with 3% in 2019. Small growth, but nevertheless on the way up. On a sadder note, in 2020, 147 people were killed in Irish roads, meaning there was an increase of 7 fatalities when compared with 2019. And the figures, I have to say, are not great for 2021 so far this year either. I think it's up and around 130 people have lost their lives. And of course, the ripple effect of that into families and loved ones of those people who've died in crashes will continue for a lifetime. In 2020, Irish licensed vehicles travelled a total of 36.2 billion kilometres, which was about 10 billion less than the previous year, that due to COVID restrictions, of course. There were 87,580 driving tests in 2020, compared with 186,000 in 2019. That meant driving tests reduced by nearly 100,000 last year. Wheelchair accessible taxis in Hackney's were 3,131 of the total service, and nearly three quarters of 74% of all penalty point endorsement notices issued in 2020 were for speeding. Now we'll potentially look at that in more detail later on. We've loads more coming up in the next hour for you. We'll tell you about that in a moment.